This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. We're going to try to be quick here just to master the clock here. This is Lock and Load. Welcome back. Going to go straight to the phone. Sean, are you still with me?
Sure am.
Okay, going to the phones. BW in Indiana, it just says NRA. What's on your mind? Got an NRA board member right here.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year, and thank you guys for being the ground floor for the folks that are interested in these topics.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I have two questions.
Sure.
First one is to Mr. Sean Maloney on the grass, being the grassroots NRA guy. Ben's how this is a election year, knowing that the bang for your buck does more good if it's strategically spent in areas that are going to have some impact. What in the coming year do you see as the areas that can be affected by some real extra effort and areas of the country that we can win some things and have some impact?
That's a good question. And we talked about that a lot. Targeting a campaign and working with things that need to be done is the way to do it. Never before have we lived in a time when somebody like Michael Bloomberg can open a checkbook and change a race. When he'll come in and without blinking an eye, stroke a $20 million check. And so those things are, you know, and thankfully, in the states that the NRA went head-to-head, Virginia, Tim Knight and I were there, Colorado head-to-head with Bloomberg, we defeated them, which shows you that when we get our base out, we can win. What the NRA is currently doing is they've targeted races that they can't afford to use, states that they can't afford to lose, states like Ohio, states like Virginia, New Mexico, and different places out there that have key races. They've already embedded campaign field reps. They're called CFRs. These people are trained by the NRA. They're hired by the NRA to work the individual campaigns, to get volunteers, to go door-to-door, to go do everything that they need to do specifically to support a pro-gun candidate or to make sure that they stay elected. Right now, Rob Portman is a huge race senatorially in Ohio. Rob's there, but you know, you have Ted Strickland, former governor. And Ted Strickland used to be one of our friends before he turned to the dark side. He got involved with Obama, and now he's anti-gun as ever, but he was pro-gun governor. And we have a lot to thank for him, but he just turned our back on us. And so certainly that race we're going to be involved in. But that was an astute observation, because money has to be spent strategically. We don't have the money to do the shotgun effect. So we have to specifically choose our weaknesses, choose our strengths, and make sure that we're going to win this election, because Hillary Clinton in the White House is something that we cannot afford when you're looking at probably three Supreme Court justices will come on to the next president. That's so important. So that's a good question. Johnny Nugent is an NRA board member in the state of Indiana, and he does an awful lot also. And as a neighboring state with Ohio, certainly, you know, we can work together, and there's a lot that's going to be going on with the grassroots. So it's already started earlier than ever. The CFRs have been embedded, and some states, people never left. They're still working.
So for those in the outliers that are watching from the sidelines that have interest in getting involved and obviously wanting to have an impact instead of just go down to the local corner drugstore and put up a sign and How best do you connect with those areas that are maybe close to you that do need some real effort applied for people that have a few resources, time, effort, or energy that are willing to seek those out?
If you have access to the Internet, NRAILA.org or NRA.org, and go to ILA for the Institute for Legislative Action, and they have a button, a place you can click, get involved. Type in your zip code, and it'll pull up who your election volunteer coordinator is, who the CFR is, if there is one there, and then you'll be asked if you want to sign up to be a frontline volunteer. Name, address, email address, and they'll give you opportunities to get involved. They'll put you in touch with program candidates. They'll put you in touch with special events that are taking place with the NRA. So, you know, there's no excuse not to get involved. NRA, ILA.org, or call Bill or call me, 513-484-0142. I give it all the time. I'll help anybody who wants to volunteer out. We owe you everything for our future. So please give me a call or jump online and get a hold of the NRA. We won't let you down.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you for your time, and gentlemen,
it's been a both questions got asked, then you're good to go then, BW, huh?
Yes, sir. I think I'm going to make it quick, short, and ugly and move on, and thanks for that.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to call. Have you been listening the whole time and you just segued here to the evening, or because I don't think you've ever called in before?
You don't think I've ever called in before?
Am I wrong?
Well, I've irritated you a time or two.
Okay, well, I just never knew you were from Indiana then.
Okay, well, that's where it came from.
Okay, well, that's, hey.
All right, well, thank you for the interest, the questions, and the patience.
Hey, very good question, guys, and I have a feeling the plug is going to be pulled on me. So for all you new listeners and all you old-time listeners that have been there, keep up the good work. You know what the job is and the battle is ahead. And, Bill, keep it up, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining me this evening. BW, thank you for the call. Thanks very much for the call, sir. He just dropped off. Thank you, BW. All right. Now, I thought I recognized the voice, but gosh, I've heard so many lately. BW, I certainly didn't mean to slight you. You've called in, but I need some therapy, I guess. I need some memory therapy. We got a little bit of time. We got a couple of minutes before the break, so let's do this. Shipwreck and X-Ray 5 Oscar Hotel 169. That sounds like a radio call, doesn't it? You know what? You guys have shown up here. Shipwreck, I don't think I've ever done this to you. You've been here before, but X-Ray 5 Oscar, you haven't. Allow me to take a moment to initiate you. Unlike most people, unlike most gun owners, 10% of you will carry a gun, and you two guys have obviously made that grade. You are the modern-day Shaolin monk. You know to keep the peace, you must be strong. You look around, and you see things that people around you don't see. You make preparations that most people around you are never going to make. You are the modern-day pacifist. You have the options. You can choose to do nothing and move on in peace, or you can choose to destroy them, whichever works best. That separates you. That makes you unique and exceptional. As such, it is my pleasure to initiate you in and make you what you are. You've been the whole time. You are now officially lock and load ninjas. Wear it quietly. When you're looked for, you cannot be seen. When touched, you cannot be felt. Listened for, you cannot be heard. That is a lock and load ninja. Go forth and do great things. I always like getting to initiate people. I've never initiated people until we got into this time. So, Shipwreck and X-Ray 5 Oscar, there you go. We will be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If it'll fire. Oh, it's firing. I just got to turn it up. That's all. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Only kind of holster I'm running right now. That's because they don't ever break. Anyway, coming from the New York Times, one of my favorite gun writing places, we get this from Jamie Kitman, who is a gun, he's an auto writer and lawyer. But since he's at the New York Times, that means he just hates guns just because. It's a requirement to be hired there. And he posted a little ditty out there called Guns and Their Users Should Be Regulated Like Cars and Drivers Are, which this is nothing new. Sort of Yoda-like, though. I mean, it's sort of confusing. But that's not, you know, the title's bad enough, but what he writes is even worse. He writes, courts may hold that driving is a privilege, not a right, but it is a privilege so completely and readily granted that the freedom to own and operate an automobile is better described as a supra-right, more fundamental than many. The automobile and gasoline lobbies, which have made the case for easy car ownership and agreeable national policy through the years, dwarf the power and financial influence of the NRA, and yet cars and their fuel have been regulated. When he said a super right, I think he's talking about the Toyota, which makes just about as much sense as his attempt to redefine a privilege as a right more fundamental than many. Do you also have the right to feel safe? Do you have the right to a cell phone? I'm not going to debate him about stuff automotive because, you know, I drive and fix and ride and maintain everything that I've got, and that's as far as I take it. But, and this isn't going to be the last word on the subject. But here's what I would say to this. First of all, don't pull the nonsense over people's eyes about how we should regulate guns like cars, because guns are already more regulated than cars. I have to undergo a background check. Well, most people have to undergo a background check in almost all cases when they buy a gun. Do you have to go through a background check when you buy a car? In many states, there are waiting periods for buying a gun. Do you have to wait once you put your money down and sign the dotted line? You have to be a U.S. citizen or have a green card to buy a gun. What about a car? You can't legally own, possess, or purchase a gun if you're a violent felon. What about having a car? On and on and on. So, Mr. What's his name? Jamie Kitman. You're supposed to be an attorney. You must be an... And this is probably why you write about cars, because you're obviously idiotic about the legal part of it. Then also Kevin Farrell, he's the bishop out of the Diocese of Dallas. He's decided to call this a gun-free zone. He writes this in response to Open Carry. He said, thank God that finally someone has the courage to close the loopholes in our pitiful gun control laws to reduce the number of mass shootings, suicides, and killings that have become a plague in our country. His executive orders, President Barack Obama's, those modest, are first steps in correcting gun laws so weak that they are ludicrous. Congress has unabashedly sold itself to the gun lobby. If there was ever any doubt, its recent action to kill legislation to ban people on the terrorist no-fly list made it obvious. It is absurd that terrorist criminals and mentally unbalanced people can freely and openly buy weapons not intended for sport, but designed to kill people. Writers of the Second Amendment envision smoothbore muskets and not semi-automatic and automatic weapons of war. Under the new law, churches may prohibit CHL holders from carrying open or concealed weapons on church premises. In accordance with the law, the Diocese of Dallas will prohibit the possession of any weapon in any facility owned, leased, and operated by the diocese or any entity except as specifically permitted by policy. This policy is rooted in the belief our churches, schools, and other places of worship are intended to be sanctuaries, holy sites where people come to pray and participate in the ministry of the church. Let us pray that our legislators will see this as human and not a political concern so that gun violence can be mitigated. This is a man who is a false prophet. He is a false prophet. I'm not going to tell you what kind of false prophet he is, simply because my man Ben can't hit the dump button fast enough and quick enough and often enough, because I'm about to lose my mind over that one. This is a man who's taken and conflated a whole bunch of data and a whole bunch of myths and a whole bunch of lies and made it one thing. The terrorist list. Do you know anybody that's on the terrorist list there? Bishop, do you know anybody? Your sanctuaries. Hey, we had a sanctuary here in South Carolina, in Charleston. The Emmanuel AME Church. Yeah. And some people that were just there to pray, just to be with God, just to exercise their faith. Gunned down. For no other reason than they were there. So you be human and pray to God one of the ninjas is hanging out in your diocese. That's what I would tell you. Because you are setting up your diocese, the Diocese of Dallas. I mean, that sounds almost like a sounds like a soap opera. The Diocese of Dallas is nothing more than a barrel with a bunch of fish. Nothing more than that. President Obama did nothing. He did nothing. The only thing he did was there's a little bit of a question out there. Who's going to be a gun seller? Who's going to say that you're in it for profit and you're not? And that the ATF has already put out this pamphlet that they've had out for years, and they're saying that's what we're going to go by. So I think it's pretty much a settled thing. Your guy didn't do anything. Took a 52-card deck, he threw the cards on the floor, and he picked them up, and they just rearranged, that's all. He reiterated law as it stands. You're an idiot, Bishop Kevin Farrell. You are an idiot of the highest degree. And your people are going to listen to you, and I hope and pray that nothing happens to them in your gun-free zone. I really do. You go ahead and enforce that. You will have to answer for that later. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're going to address the big question now. The one that gets, you know, a lot of people make declaratives about this all the time. We're going to take this on right now because there's actually been an experiment done on this. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I think. I think that's what it is. Let me look. Yeah. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right, a lot of news outlets have gotten out there and latched onto this thing that Wayne LaPierre got out there and said recently, when he said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. So Dallas-Fort Worth ABC News affiliate WFFA decided to do an experiment. They enlisted the help of Travis Bond of DFW Shooters Academy to test whether average concealed carriers could stop an active shooter in a number of different scenarios. Mr. Bond recruited four good guys with varying levels of experience, all of them his students. The first one had 6 hours of training, the second 10, the third 25, and the fourth 50 hours of training. This is not uncommon to see a civilian out there with that much training. That's a lot of trigger time. It isn't stipulated in all the video presentation they're talking about, but it is assumed they are DFW Shooters Academy. The opponent in the three scenarios is a 22-year veteran SWAT cop who's presumably had hundreds of hours of training. It's worth noting that most of the mass shooters have no formal firearms training of any kind, although some have maybe gone to a range safety course. So, you know, James Holmes got taken down by his by that beta mag that he had in his AR. His beta mag messed up. So the three different scenarios: a workplace mass killing, where a fired employee comes back to shoot up his office after being terminated. Good guy's armed with a handgun as the bad guy enters the office and indiscriminately opens fire with an AR-15 while wearing body armor. A terrorist attack, similar to San Bernardino, where a terrorist forces his way into a packed conference room and begins executing hostages with an AR-15 while wearing body armor. A workplace domestic violence situation where an armed husband threatens his wife in her office with a gun. First two scenarios saw the four good guys forced into reacting in kill-or-be-killed scenarios. And the results were decidedly mixed, but let's point this out. Bad guys intent on killing will not listen to reason, so you are either disarmed, a disarmed victim, or are you an armed person with options. Even in those scenarios where they were killed, the good guys engaging the bad guys bought time for other employees to escape, saving lives. While the bad guy wearing the body armor did not react at all when struck in the armor in the scenario, real rounds impacting on soft body armor is akin to having a sledgehammer slammed into your chest and will have an impact on a bad guy's behavior and may cause serious injuries, including cracked ribs and bruised organs, altering the fight and giving the good guy the time needed to make a more effective shot. The third scenario was more complex in that the bad guy wasn't firing his weapon and the good guy had to determine whether he or she would engage. Like in real life, there were no binary answers in these three scenarios, and no way that this way will always work answers. There are simply choices to be made, actions to be taken. It's going to vary from point to point. Four students thought this was very good training and appreciated all the scenarios. In a lot of cases, they engaged, and they were successful. They died in the instances. There was a couple of them. There would be the two with the most training would engage the shooter with the body armor in the head, and the two without as much training were engaging in the body armor. Body armor does not mean you're walking around impervious. Soft body armor is a punch. Hard body armor just means you get a nice dent that pushes in on you. It is telling. Okay, being shot with a 9mm and any body armor at all is going to put you on your back. Anything bigger than that, it's going to still put you on your back. So it's not going to be one of these things where you're just impervious. For the purposes of this test, however, they went with this. So everybody got kill shots, even though they were in the body armor. Everybody did well because they had training. But even the one with 6 hours of training did well. Did well. So it's the beginning, you know, that kind of 6 hours is the beginning of training. But according to Mr. Bond, the big thing that everybody should take away from this is get the right training and get better qualified before you put yourself in a position that you're risking not only your own life, but others. For those of you that have to get out there and qualify when you get a permit, that minimal qualification course you fired for concealed carry is not training. And it's, you know, it's not unfocused target shooting either. Real defensive firearms training marries tactics and technique and works with that thing to develop a combat mindset. Teaches you how to manage stress in what will be the most stressful moment of your life. Getting good training is like being a member of Second Call Defense. It gives you options. It puts you in a better position to deal with things should that bad day arise. We should all be seeking it out. This year for my training, there's a couple of resolutions I'm going to make. I'm going to concentrate on the three, well, maybe four. I'm going to concentrate on my handgun, longer range shooting, and I'm also going to work on my movement. Now, my movement's going to be a problem. I already know that. I take this one drug. I can't really pronounce it, so I'm not going to. But what it does is no matter how much cardio I do, I never get to a point where I've got good endurance. And I can't tell you how much I hate that. I've been trying to work the strength angle. That's not helping anything either. So we're going to have to redesign a few things. Okay? I am going to try to lose some serious weight. I mean, I'm thinking about doing some really radical stuff to lose some weight. But this year's the training, since I am much better off than I was this time last year. You know, I'm not going to tell you what I went through a year ago this time last year. I hadn't been operated on yet, but we knew it was coming. But I'm in a much better position this time. And I've got some things that are, you know, I've got to accomplish this year. I've got all of this ammunition built up. I mean, I've got so much ammo built up. I think I have 6,000 rounds of 9mm. And now I have to build up some 45 caliber because I'm going to carry this Glock 21 as often as I can. But I need to train with it. When we get back, they've dredged up the Mexican background check lie again. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Last time on the firing line. Looking at Big Pauly, he was talking about taking one in a plate. Taking one on a plate is nobody's business, and it's not fun at all. I don't even want to try it. I don't even want to try it. Anyway, welcome back. Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Very early in the Obama presidency, he and his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the then Attorney General, Eric Holder, they decided to manufacture the 90% lie. They swore repeatedly and in public that 90% of all the firearms being recovered in Mexico came from unscrupulous firearms dealers in the United States. This was an abject, intentional lie. The myth that legal gun sales in the United States are responsible for Mexican drug cartel violence got torn apart when an ATF official testified in Congress that only 8% of weapons recovered in Mexico came through licensed gun dealers. That's 8%, 90%. There's a difference, I see. Far lower than the 90% claim made previously as an appeal to reinstate ineffective gun laws. It expired in 2004. This was an attempt, of course, to get back the assault weapon ban. The claim, which is still active among the less informed or serially dishonest, officially became myth during congressional testimony. Last week, when Bill McMahon, Deputy Assistant Director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, revealed the 8% figure, how it was calculated, and where the 90% myth arose from. This couldn't have been planned. Of the 100,000 weapons recovered by Mexican authorities, only 18,000 were determined to have been manufactured, sold, or imported from the United States. And of that 18,000, just 7,900 came from sales by licensed gun dealers. Both former Mexican President Felipe Calderon and American President Barack Obama tried to claim that 90% of firearms used by Mexican drug cartels originate in the United States. Hillary Clinton has been an echo chamber for this, as has Eric Holder. And they were going to use this statistic, this, you know, this lay on the shocking statistic, and then have us more assault weapons bans. They're trying once again to resurrect this same lie as the serially dishonest Obama administration comes to a close. And unfortunately for them, it is debunked in a note to the very first graph of their report, which it's out there. There's a PDF out right now from the GAO, which has done an analysis. So there's 13% of an undetermined origin, 17% of non-U.S. origin, 70% of U.S. origin. This is from over a five-year period. These figures reflect firearms seized by Mexican authorities and traced by ATF. Not all firearms seized in Mexico. And that's where the 90% figure comes, because 90% of the guns that are traced by ATF, okay? Not all the guns they confiscate. This is an exercise in lying by omission from the anti-gun Democrats. So how is this sleight of hand accomplished? The Mexican government confiscates hundreds of thousands of firearms in their war on drug cartels who aren't paying enough VIG to the corrupt politicians. That's a very long acronym. Less than 20% of all weapons confiscated in Mexico come from the United States. The vast majority of these firearms come from Africa, Asia, and other Central and South American sources through the exact same smuggling pipelines that are used to get the heroin and cocaine there in the first place. 80% or more of firearms confiscated in Mexico are not submitted to the ATF for tracing, as they clearly come from nations that are not the United States. The only firearms submitted to the ATF for tracking are those guns that contain markings or parts that show they were either made or imported into the United States. The United States requires that all guns that are made or imported to have very distinct markings. And that's what they're looking for. Surprising no one, a very high number of the guns marked made in America or imported into the USA live up to their billing, but they represent a tiny fraction of the overall total and actually represent a declining number of U.S. firearms recovered in Mexico, even though the Obama administration ran thousands of guns to the Sinaloa cartel and other drug cartels in an attempt to raise those figures to once again get some more gun control. Serially dishonest liberals like Brian Schatz, that's his real name, of Mother Jones, don't reflect that in their opening and lie by omission in their reporting at all, telling only part of the story. The report commissioned by Representative Elliot Engel and published yesterday reveals that 70%, more than 73,000 of the guns recovered from crime scenes in Mexico and traced by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives originated in the United States. These weapons have fueled the ongoing war among the drug cartels and between the cartels and Mexican security forces, contributing to more than 100,000 killings in the country. Now, reading that, you would think that he's saying, and the inference here is that 70% of all the guns going there are coming from the United States. And that's greater than the 20%, which actually pans out as being what's done. NPR did the same thing as Schatz, and journalists wonder why people have such a low opinion of their integrity. In reality, it's 8%. 8%. That's it. Finally, one of the things that is happening to veterans is they're having to prove that they're not crazy if they're injured in order to buy a gun. Some of the things that happened to them happened because they sought treatment with the understanding that all the information would be kept private. That is a broken promise because they've decided to access that information. Anyone who has ever sought treatment, even counseling for emotional issues, even talking with a marriage counselor, will now be perfunctorily flagged. This includes thousands, probably millions, of military veterans currently being treated successfully for brain injury and who receive both VA disability benefits and SSDI benefits from the SSA. When any of them go to an FF dealer to buy a handgun, rifle, or shotgun, they will discover that they have been arbitrarily and indefinitely disenfranchised, converted to a second-class citizen, no longer permitted to enjoy the rights of a free American. This is what this country is doing to the veterans of the United States. So, you got some nameless, unaccountable bureaucrat out there making these kind of decisions. That's it. This will all come up later. This will all be looked at later. Finally, just to make sure that all of you understand that being military and being high speed, as you would think, does not necessarily mean you're the smartest guy or know everything that's going on. Marcus Luttrell, the former Navy SEAL who was immortalized in Lone Survivor, is endorsing background checks for gun purchases. He thinks that he was on CNN's Smirconish, which is a really interesting person. And he thinks that, without that background check, how are you going to know if you're crazy or not? And he's all good with that. Stick to the combat, son. You don't know what you're talking about. That's it. We'll do it again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday night, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.